I had really relied on humor before. For one thing, the novels that I've written have generally explored extremely painful issues to do with alienation and oppression and racism and dislocation and migration. And so I felt that humor was a sort of a way to inject a readability into the story, and not to make it seem like a sermon, and not to make it overly preachy or to make it too heavy, and to sometimes slip a reader a bitter pill in a kind of an entertaining way. And it's very much it part of, of the black literary tradition. That's also part of the Russian and Jewish literary traditions, for that matter, is using humor to deal with painful subjects is a long-standing, tradition, and I guess I've really been influenced by it. So to work in a way that didn't use humor as a net, to sort of keep the reader going and to keep the reader bouncing along and not to make it seem too heavy-handed was worrisome at first, and I had to sort of rely, as cliché-ish as this sounds, on the really traditional nuts and bolts of a character and voice and story, and I didn't go in for flash, and I didn't try to jazz it up in some other way. I just had to really believe that this voice of this old woman, looking back on her life and this story she told and the character she had would sustain the reader. There was much more dialogue in the earlier novels, and often the dialogue contained the funniest bits, at least in my estimation, in my own writings. So I wasn't using something that I really felt I'd honed and developed over the years, was dialogue that ended up being, hopefully screamingly funny. At least that was my intention. So I didn't have that to go on. So it was a very different process, writing-wise. Dialogue is quieter and not as present as a force, as a tool in the novel, and in voice, in the voice of this woman sort of talking out loud, writing her words out loud has to sort of stand for everything. While I was working on this story, I kept coming back to the chapters when she's looking back at her life as an old woman. Most of the book, her story is unfolding moment by moment, a bit of her childhood, a bit of her early adolescence, a bit of her young womanhood and so forth, just following her through basically chronologically through the, turbulent life that she has, moving back and forth across the Atlantic Ocean in the 18th century. But occasionally, including the very beginning and the end of the novel and at a few points in the middle here and there, we find her as an old woman looking back at her life with a more distant vantage point. She's very old and she's remembering from a long time ago. Not on a blow-by-blow basis, the way most of the novel unfolds, but just sort of in a kind of a more whimsical, distant way, amusing sort of way. It's kind of telling as opposed to showing, but hopefully the telling is engaging and kind of just flirting with the rules there a bit. But when I felt I had her voice down as an old woman looking back, everything started to tumble into place. And I rewrote those scenes over and over and over again until I finally felt that I had a voice for her. And when that voice looking back was in place, the rest of the novel seemed to fit much better.